crashing on you. Please forgive my neediness, but life is lonely without you. I never looked, but I could see
to WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. Hi, my name is Marion Ferrew, and this is Rock Under the Radar. I'll be with you for the next 2 hours, playing you all kinds of stuff. I got a lot of local bands. It's a lot of good stuff going on in the Boston, Greater Boston, Massachusetts, New England, whatever you want to call it, music scene, and lots of bands have shows coming up, so I like to highlight them, and then plenty of other stuff to play as well. So, okay, we'll start now with, let's see, what do I have? Okay, I've got a set of three bands, and they're all going to be on the same bill. They're going to be playing Saturday night at Pete's Grill in Quincy, Mass. First, I have surf band Tsunami of Sound with Yellow Jacket.
Thank you.
great. That was a brand new Nervous Eaters. You may remember the Nervous Eaters. Any of you who've been around here for as long as I have, anyway, they being started in 1977, were big in the local punk scene in the late 70s, and they were big for quite a while. And last year, they released their 1986 album, Hot Steel and Acid, with additions to it, and they just released a brand new album now called Record 10. And the song you heard was The Tide. It's great, great stuff, really good rocking album. And as I said earlier, Nervous Eaters, The Stigmatics, and Tsunami of Sound will be playing at Pete's Grill in Quincy, Mass. Saturday night. And before them, you heard The Stigmatics with I Need More from their three-song EP, Need More. Came out in late December. Was produced by David Minahan at Woolly Mammoth Sound in Waltham. The garage rock proto-punk band formed in 2015. And the set started with surf rock band Tsunami of Sound doing Yellow Jacket from their album Permanent Wave. And I said all three of these bands will be playing at Pete's Grill in Quincy Saturday night. And then I got some more local bands for you. It's a good thing there's so many great local bands in local scene, huh, in the Boston area. Now I have Justine and the Unclean with Monosyllabic Man from their 2018 album, Heartaches and Hot Problems. And Justine and the Unclean will be playing Saturday night at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville in Union Square. So here is Justine and the Unclean.
Come to my house. the rock star life, and we've been paying our dues, paying our dues.
Those were several local bands. A lot of women showcased there. Let's see. First, we had Justine and the Unclean with Monosyllabic Man from their EP Heartaches and Heart Problems. There are quite a few monosyllabic men around, that don't really say much than a grunt or a low word or something. It's quite a true thing. Then who we got? Let's see. We heard Carissa Johnson with, what was it, from, excuse me a second, excuse me a minute, something got really weird here, and I'm not sure how to take care of it. Anyway, you heard Carissa Johnson with, from Fuel Heart. What song did I play? The song Fuel Heart, the album Only Roses. Then I played, a band called The Daylilies. I just got this CD. It was, the song was called Mayday. It's from their self-titled disc from 2018. They're a new band made up of players who've been in other bands in the local scene for a while, and I think they were in this year's Rock and Roll Rumble. Jeez, it's a force of habit. I'm ready to say the WBCN Rock and Roll Rumble, since that's what it always used to be. Actually, it used to be the Rock and Roll Rumble at the Rat way, way back. In any case, just a Rock and Roll Rumble now, but at least it's still around. So that was the Daylilies. And then after that, you heard Flight of Fire with Rockstar Life from the 2016 album Path of the Phoenix. Formed in 2009, the hard rocking four-woman band was in the 2017 Rock and Roll Rumble. Won the New England Music Award for Best in State for Massachusetts a couple of years ago, and then last year won New England Music Awards for Live Act of the Year. And Flight of Fire will be playing Friday night at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. And getting back to what I played previously, Justine and the Unclean and the Daylilies will be at Sally O'Brien's in Somerville on Saturday night. Let me see what I've got here. This is being weird on me, and I don't like this at all. No, I do not like this. It's being the good old, whatchamacallit, computer. You know how the computers get all weird and stuff? Yes, they do. They get quite weird sometimes. In any case, let's see now. What do I have for you next? Okay, let me see this. Sorry, I'm fumbling a little bit. The computer got weird on me for a minute, and which is never a good thing, of course. Of course that's never a good thing. But anyway, that's what happened. It's what happened. And it's nothing new around here or any place that involves computers, actually, you know. Not new at all. And it's not, you're not the best in the world. Oh boy, this is going to be weird on me continuing. Okay, fine. Let's see. All right, what do I have for you next? All right, I've got a few more local bands. What else is new? First I have, let's see, the Billy Connors Project. The Limousine Gene from their 2018 self-titled EP. Cats in this band have been playing in different bands around here for a long time, and Billy Connors Project will be playing Saturday at the 3 p.m. show at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain, Mass. So the Billy Connors Project.
Thank you. you ain't got the knack. And then pulled up in my Chevrolet, found out you couldn't look my way. She rides in the back, honey, likes to ride around in style. High test gas, getting 20 gallons to the mile. Choking through it, honey, know she's gonna drive those fellas. Go, 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 little limousine Jeep.
right, let's see. That was some more local bands for us. Let me see what I got here. We heard the Billy Connors Project with Limousine Jean from their self-titled EP from last year. Then after that, a bunch of Jerks with Electricity from their 2017 album, The Long Arm of Professor Kitten Pants. I said the song was Electricity, and the Billy Connors Project and a bunch of Jerks will be on the bill at the Midway Cafe in Jamaica Plain on the 3 p.m. show on Saturday. And let's see, what did we hear in there too? Am I missing something? I don't know. Oh, we heard the Fools channeling some Peter Pan with I Won't Grow Up from Sold Out, their major label debut in 1980. The Fools were formed in 1975 in Ipswich, Mass., got signed to EMI around 79-80, put out albums with EMI later on their own. They had a lot of songs on the radio here back then, including a parody of the Talking Heads' Psycho Killer called Psycho Chicken, and the song Life Sucks, Then You Die. Great song there, too. Throughout the 90s, they had songs and albums big, lots of play on MTV, toured with a number of bigger bands, and they're still around. Really good band, a lot of fun. And the Fool's going to be playing Saturday night at 9 Wallace in Beverly, Mass. Now, let's see, what do I have for you next? Let me check this out. See, my first half of my show was all planned, and the second half is a little bit, I guess you could say, more freeform. So I'm kind of like winging it a little bit. I've still got some planned stuff too, but some winging it in between, you know? So, let's see, you know what? Let me put on a PSA for you first, and then we'll have some more music. Alrighty.
Open calendar. What's my schedule looking like?
Next Thursday, you will be caught in an emergency flash flood between Park and First Street.
What? No, that doesn't work. I'm busy then. Decline. Decline.
Floods don't exactly work around your schedule. Disasters don't plan ahead. But you can. It starts with talking to your loved ones about making an emergency plan. So don't wait. Communicate. Visit mass.gov/MEMA. Brought to you by the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, and the Ad Council.
You shook me, baby.
That was Led Zeppelin with You Shook Me, live from the BBC Sessions. That album is so good. There's all kinds of great songs on there. I hadn't played this one yet on the show, and I hadn't heard that for a long time. Really great song. And that can lead us, I guess, into some serious guitar time. By the way, this is WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, that you're listening to. My name is Marion Farrow, and this is Rock Under the Radar. And I'll be with you for the next hour as well. That should lead us into some more serious guitar time, I think. That'll be good. What I've got is, I'm going to start with Chris Stone Kingfish Ingram, a 20-year-old guitarist from Clarksville, Mississippi, not far from the plantation where Muddy Waters spent his childhood, and not far from Robert Johnson's mythic crossroads. Kingfish loves the blues, is well-versed in Delta blues, said he believes he has an old soul. And he his recently released debut album, Kingfish, was recorded in Nashville with Grammy winner Tom Hambridge, who's done a lot of work with Buddy Guy and others. And actually, he used to be in the local scene here in Boston. He used to have bands here back in the probably late 70s, early 80s. Yes. And Buddy Guy is also a mentor to Ingram. And the song I'm going to play now, Buddy is playing here with Kingfish. And the song is called Fresh Out from the album Kingfish.
For my breakfast, no butter on my roll. I ain't got a drop of milk for the cornflakes in my bowl. I'm fresh out. Baby, I'm all fresh out. Fresh out. No jelly in the jar. No flour in the sack. I ain't got nothing cooking, babe. Please won't you come back? I'm fresh out.